Hold on to that feeling. Written by Rehearsal Dweller. Read to you by Be Brave 13. A 911 fic featuring Evan Buck Buckley and Eddie Diaz, and Evan Buck Buckley / Eddie Diaz, with the additional tags mentioned Evan Buck Buckley / Tommy Kennard, coming out, Sexuality Crisis, Bisexual Evan Buck Buckley, I know that's canon, but it's important, Internalized Homophobia, and The Inescapable Homophobia of the 2000s. Summary. Josh's stupid glee speech has been haunting Buck for days. Or, Buck is a millennial, and that's more of a problem than he thought. Author's notes. Hi. The thing about the speed at which my husband and I ran through Season 7 and Season 8A of 911 is that we watched 704 and 705 and 806 within about a week of each other. And the thing about that is that I knew going in about Buck's sexuality situation, and yet somehow, I'll never know if it's because of how quickly we blew through Season 7 and Season 8, or if it would have happened anyway, watching Buck figure himself out hit me really, really hard. I am a bisexual of similar age to Buck, and his relationship to his queerness has struck a much deeper chord in me than I expected it to. So, this fic. It is first and foremost an exploration of Buck and Buck's sexuality, and anything else a distant second. It's very much driven by the deeply unsettled feeling that Josh's fucking glee speech left me with, and by the fact that watching Buck anxiously stumble through his first date with a man made me want to cry. Now with a partner fic that I, Be Brave 13, will likely be podficking at a later date. Enjoy! Buck feels untethered. The thing is, after Josh went on about his whole thing about glee last week, and after Tommy had suddenly and unceremoniously dumped him, Buck did some research. Because, like, something about what Josh had said had actually struck a chord, even if the rest of it was annoyingly condescending. So while his first loaf of bread was baking, Buck looked up what years Glee ran. The first season started airing in 2009. Buck was 18. He does actually have a vague memory of that. It was crazy popular, just not really Buck's thing, but he remembers that people were talking about it. Buck didn't watch Glee. He'd been on the football team. He knows enough of the premise of the show to recognize now that that is kind of ironic. But it was true right from the start. Buck's strongest memory of Glee from when it aired was that it was that gay singing show. It didn't matter that only one major character was actually gay at the start. The whole show was gay because it had a gay character, but also the whole show was gay in the 2009 sense of being bad. Dumb. Not to be associated with. Buck played football in high school. Buck was an 09-10 senior, old for his class presumably because his parents think he's an idiot, and he hasn't thought about high school in a long fucking time. And now, he's fucking thinking about it. There was this thing that Buck remembers doing a few times, being in high school when he was, debating gay marriage. In the handful of times it happened, there were varying degrees of formality. At least once it was well-organized and structured, which was maybe for a social studies or history class, and there was at least once when it was really just a vehicle for people to talk about how gay people should get to exist in public, actually. And what Buck remembers about it, beyond the sheer fucking insanity that it was something they so-called debated, is the twist of anxiety in his chest as he listened to his classmates. Buck wasn't whatever he is, then. Or at least, Buck had no fucking clue that he was this, then. And this is still undefined, because even though he just got out of a 6-month relationship with a man, Buck hasn't sat down to try to define it. He hasn't looked at it directly, his sexuality, just sideways through the lens of a relationship. He liked Tommy, thought he was attractive and charming, and for once he hadn't looked away from that, but outside of a relationship. Outside of Tommy. This is still a facet of Buck, and he doesn't know how to feel about it. Because fuck you, Josh, there's still a part of him that feels like that 10th grade Evan listening to Emily C. argue that gay people don't deserve rights, and that even suggesting it is an affront to the very idea of marriage to wide agreement amongst their classmates, with a slowly building panic behind his sternum that he could not begin to justify. So now, some 15 years later, Buck is thinking about it for the first time since the day he walked out of his high school for the last time. Buck has considered himself an ally before that was really a broadly acceptable thing to be, even while arguing back against Emily C. felt like a death sentence.
God, Evan, are you gay or something? Jack S. said as they left class, elbowing Evan hard. Ugh, no, Evan replied. I just think Emily was being kind of a bitch, you know? It's not their fault they're like that. Jack rolled his eyes.
If you say so.
But an ally, and God, Buck should maybe suck it up and do some research, shouldn't he? Even if he doesn't come out as anything specific in so many words, since everyone he already loves, and a number of people he doesn't, already know that he's interested in men, it might be nice for Buck to have a word. Anyway, an ally and whatever Buck is are not the same. And Buck is feeling a little bit... Buck is feeling about that, you know? The timer beeps. Banana bread done. Buck's been baking a lot since Tommy dumped him, which he's telling people is because he's fighting the urge to call Tommy, true, but pointedly not telling people that it's also helping him keep in motion when sitting leads to him spiraling down a path that has him deeply, deeply anxious. Baking lets him think about it without letting it fully take over, because baking requires attention and precision and steady hands. Because the thing is, Buck has been an ally long enough to know, to feel deeply and honestly, that it's okay to be gay. Or bi. Or whatever. But there's still a visceral part of him that recoils from the actual word gay when applied to himself, even as an umbrella term. And that's embarrassing, not something he wants to say out loud, so he's baking about it. Anyway, Buck isn't gay. He's had way too many relationships and, non-relationships, with women that actually meant something to him to discount them as a group he's attracted to. The pool is just wider now. He does some more research on his phone while his tray of cinnamon rolls rise. Words and flags and nuance. Bisexual sets off that familiar buzz in his chest in the end. It was probably obvious from the outside, but it takes him hours to settle on it. It's a relief because it means that at least he has something to call himself. But at the same time, the buzz is anxiety, is a deep-set fear that Buck doesn't know how to shake. He also doesn't quite know what to do with the information, now that he has it. There's a part of him that's itching to tell someone, but there's another part, a larger part, if he's honest, that's afraid that whoever he tells won't understand the gravity of it. Everyone he loves already knows that he likes men. This is just set dressing, a label. And maybe thinking that they wouldn't give it the weight he needs if he presents it right isn't fair to Maddie, or Eddie, or Bobby, or whoever, but it's really as much a fear of his own inability to articulate that it's important in the first place as their reactions. Is it still coming out if you're already technically out? This is important, and it feels like Buck has been flubbing it since the beginning. Maybe all the way back to high school, to 16-year-old Evan, unable and unwilling to untangle the knot in his chest every time one of his stupid classmates called something they hated gay. He finishes a batch of monkey bread and packs up a random assortment of cookies and loaves and heads to Eddie's. "Can I run something by you?" he asks, hovering near the couch but not quite able to sit down.
"Is it about why you look like you're gonna vibrate out of your skin?"
Eddie asks, his tone just too concerned to pass off as teasing.
God, Buck, sit down. You're making me nervous.
Buck sits, but his knee starts bouncing immediately. He's restless, anxious. Eddie taps his knee against Buck's, but he doesn't try and ask him to stop. He just offers a point of grounding and waits.
We're the same age, Buck says.
It isn't a question, but it's tipped up at the end like it could be.
Yeah,
Eddie replies. He's looking at Buck with a little more open concern now, probably because, as openers go, that was fucking insane.
Did you watch Glee?
Buck asks, which is not actually that much better.
Yeah, Sophia was obsessed,
says Eddie.
Why? Because, like, when I was talking to Maddie about Tommy being Abby's Tommy, Josh butted in, and at first it was kind of helpful because he asked if I loved Tommy, and to be honest, I fucking hesitated, but then he asked if I could see a future there, and, well,
That's not important, says Buck. He waves the thought away. But then it became this whole weird speech about the pre-Glee and post-Glee world and how I don't understand what it was like for the people who came before me or whatever. Okay, says Eddie slowly. In like, I didn't watch Glee, says Buck. But I also don't really think that was the point because there was this huge cultural shift around queer people in the early 10s and Eddie prompts when Buck doesn't continue. And I realized something, Buck says, very quiet. Which is that, like, despite the weirdly condescending tone Josh took with me, I did not actually get exempted from living in the aughts.
Well, considering condescending is sort of his default tone, Eddie offers.
Attention break. Buck chuckles.
What did he even say?
It doesn't matter, says Buck. It really doesn't, because what matters is that I realize that, I totally was affected by the pre-Glee era. Like, a lot, I think.
Buck, I need, like, a little more context here, bud,
Eddie says. So, like, I dated Tommy for 6 months, says Buck. Eddie's knee bumps against his again. And in that whole time, I never really sat down to think about what it meant for me. Just me. As a person. With a sexuality. And it wasn't until now that I realized that the reason I wasn't looking at it was because I was really fucking scared to. Eddie's knee presses more firmly against Buck's this time.
Yeah?
You remember how it was when we were kids, Eddie? Buck says, suddenly feeling a little desperate. He twists, knee still pressed to Eddie's, to face him more fully on the couch. Until now, he's barely been able to look at him, but now it feels like he might explode if he can't see Eddie's face while he spits this part out. And the world is different now, but I'm still scared.
It's okay,
Eddie says softly. He puts a hand on Buck's shoulder, another point of grounding.
It's okay, Buck. That's allowed.
God, like, it's no wonder it took me until I was 33 to even start figuring this shit out. Buck chokes out, almost a laugh.
Hey, you were still 32 when Tommy kissed you,
says Eddie. That does get a laugh out of Buck.
Sure,
says Buck. But, like, I've taken this step back from it and realized, like, I think I'm holding on to a lot from when we were kids, and now I'm out of a 6-month relationship with a man and only just now letting myself think about what that actually means about me.
Sounds like you've figured something out, though,
Eddie says, because, of course, Eddie's put it together. I'm bisexual, Buck says. It's the first time he said it out loud to anyone but his empty apartment. His heart is racing. And I think I've been avoiding letting myself go there for a really, really long time. I probably could have kept denying it forever if the universe hadn't made me look at it.
If Tommy hadn't, you mean?
Eddie says. Shut up, Buck says, with absolutely no heat. No, I think it would have hit me sooner or later. Tommy just happened to be what the universe threw at me that I couldn't deny my way out of. Eddie takes in a sharp but quiet breath.
Yeah.
Yeah, says Buck. But now I know, right? And it's like he said, he's not my last. I'm a little overwhelmed, a little nervous, but I know. And that means I'm not gonna force it down when I start feeling that way anymore. I'm bisexual, and I'm gonna embrace that. Eddie squeezes Buck's shoulder.
Good. I'm happy for you, Buck.
Buck grins, the anxious buzz finally easing away, replaced with a soft warmth. He feels more settled for having figured it out, for having gotten the words out. And telling Eddie makes it easier to commit to doing. He's not going to shy away from this. 9 days later, he's back at Eddie's, finding himself falling onto that very same couch as Eddie tells him that he's planning to move back to Texas. The sudden, sharp sting of loss mixes with a sudden, anxious dread. because it's at this exact moment that it hits him that he is desperately, hopelessly, pointlessly in love with his best friend. And he can't help thinking, for just a fraction of a moment,
maybe I was better off hopelessly repressed.
He wasn't. But at least he didn't know this. The end. Podfigures notes. So, when I was reading this fic and it came up at the section where they were talking about debating gay marriage in high school, I remembered that when I was in high school, we had to write persuasive essays for English class, and the teacher gave us a list of topics to choose from, and I chose gay marriage at my Catholic high school because I thought it was the easiest topic to defend as an ally because I was straight. And then it took like 6 more years after that for me to call myself bisexual out loud. And that was in the like during and post-glee era to, you know, put ourselves in Josh's little words there. So, yeah, super love that for me. That all is to say, I just really related to Buck reading this fic. You know, internalized homophobia and internalized biphobia is such a bitch. Even if you're like, okay, it's cool for other people to be gay. Like, when it comes to yourself, that's just so hard to get over. It took me multiple years to get over that. And then eventually, the thing that got me over the line of saying I'm bisexual wasn't even that, like, I had a relationship or an experience or whatever. It literally was just that I looked at myself and I went, listen, babe, you've been thinking about this for more than, like, 4 years. If you were straight, guess what? You wouldn't be wondering. You wouldn't be wondering for that long. That's just it. So, you know, I mean, to be honest, like, the whole reason that I got interested in 911 was because Buck was a confirmed bisexual. Like, I see a bi person, I get dragged into the fandom. It's just that easy. So, you know, I haven't seen that many fics actually talking about what, you know, that must have been like for Buck to come to terms with actually what he is, because we all just kind of went, oh, bye Buck, like, bye Buck, easy, he's bisexual, that's it, no other questions. But how would we really know? The show has never had him actually say the words bisexual out loud, and I mean, we've had Oliver Stark say, like, yeah, I've been playing Buck as bisexual, etc., like, I think Buck's bisexual, and we've been like, yes, King, go off. But in terms of the show's canon, Buck is still unlabeled, not straight. So, you know, that's fine. But I would like for him to say it out loud at some point. Like, Tommy had his little Kinsey scale mention. Buck was like, what is that? What is that? Buck Buckley doesn't know what the Kinsey scale is after discovering that he's not straight and it's been 6 months. Like, this fic actually explains that. It's like he didn't want to look too hard because he was still scared. Because he didn't think about what it meant for himself. And I think that, you know, that's definitely a reasonable explanation. But, you know, this fic just really fills that gap for me. And I felt like it needed to be filled, so I podficked it. And the Eddie companion piece, I read it the other day and screamed about it, so I will likely be podficking that one too. I am not going to promise a timeline on that, but I really want to, and I believe I will do it soon. So I will see you on the next one. Thank you very much for listening, and bye!